Well, Graham, as I say, in certain quarters, this one's escalated rather quickly, hasn't it?
It has, hasn't it? I mean, the game's moving on quickly, and as I say, the quick game's a good game.
What's it been like to bowl on out there? Because at times it's looked like a really treacherous track for the batsmen in that nobody seems to have given the impression they've got themselves in, whereas it looks like it's been a bowler's paradise.
Yeah, I think the new ball's obviously been key. As a seamer, that new ball nibbling around a little bit, it certainly did a little bit. And if anything, because it was so sandy and so kind of two-paced, really, it was obviously hard for the batters to maybe get themselves in. But it's shown by their little partnership towards the end, and I suppose the way that we've batted there a little bit with a softer ball, older ball, and there's obviously still an opportunity to score runs. And that intent to score runs has still got to stay in the batsman's mind.
It's not often, and we've been saying this in commentary, that you see a pitch that's good for seam bowling and also a really good spinner's wicket as well.
Yeah, I mean, the bowlers in the change rooms, to be fair, aren't complaining, because normally you come to Somerset and it's, we're still batting in the first 2 days. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, you have to perform on whatever wicket's in front of you, and you just have to get on with it, really. And I think Mark Stoneman's innings today was good, and it's given us a position. Well, put us into a position now where we can really try and home in on those runs.
6 wickets in the match for you, 4 today.
Yeah, I'm pleased. If I'm being honest, I feel throughout the season really I've bowled quite nicely, but just not had the rewards that I maybe deserve. And look, I'm experienced. I know that changes around quite quickly. But I think the disappointing side thing from my side is that I've probably gone for too many runs. And I don't think that's necessarily bowling badly, it's just one of those things, you know, you sometimes leak runs a little bit, but I was pleased with today. I mean, four big wickets on a wicket really that was suited for the spinners.
We worked it out, 32 runs by tee on day 2, so in 5 sessions at an average of 18 runs per wicket. I mean, it's an unusual game, isn't it, in many respects?
Yeah, it's unusual. It's probably not right, you know, that it's probably too much has gone on in the first 2 days. I mean, the game will be finished before lunch on day 3, which, you know, in my opinion is things happening too quickly, really. But, you know, once again, obviously the wicket that was prepared to spin, and it has done that. We've just got to try and make sure that we bat well and get that win on the board if we can.
You're chasing 176. It could have been 135, 36, I think it was. There was a shot from Davies looped over you at mid-on. You did well to get to it. Looked like the ball had stuck, and then suddenly it was out your hands again.
Yeah, to be honest, I never thought I was going to catch it, to be honest. I don't drop many catches. It was just one of those things that I thought was going well over my head, and then I caught up to it. And yeah, I mean, one of those things, I was disappointed, and if we don't get these runs, I'll, of course, be pretty disappointed. But it's up to me now. You know, obviously, I'm batting as well. It's a responsibility all the way down the order now to try and score the runs, and I'll be doing everything I possibly can.
Yeah. 46 still needed. You're in as a night watchman. There's 5 wickets to play with. There's still a lot in this game. It could still go either way, and Somerset will feel this isn't lost yet from their point of view.
Absolutely, and they shouldn't, really. You know, I believe that, you know, both teams can still win. You know, that if they bowl really well in the morning, then get an early wicket, then you never know what's going to happen. But obviously, we'll have a roller tomorrow, and obviously we'll get rid of a lot of the dust, so that's going to hopefully not spin as much. And I just think, look, the best team will come out on top. I feel as though Durham have played some fantastic cricket. It's just important tomorrow that you don't look too far ahead and take every ball as it comes, really.